Well, now we start the second audio file for my update on the 9th of February, 09. And we are going to look at the details of T-constructions. In the posting that says the 2005 ADT discussion, I introduced the idea of a better way to get rid of the errors in the time projection. It also helps to confirm the T presence. For example, today, Monday, as I'm recording this, you have a down market, but you have the absolute confirmation because you've been able to go into enough details that the T is just hesitating because it's at that top that would the first 10-minute T, 15-minute T, I think in that case, had formed. So it's not unusual that the market will hesitate, but once the criteria can be defined very precisely, you can get away with not worrying about some of those technical details. The T is basically formed. The construction technology, which is used in the 05 article and in the chart which follows, which is called Download Long-Range T Projection of September 2007 Peak, which is the chart from that major discussion, is very important because it can get rid of a lot of the problems that you're likely to see, assuming that this rally is going to be very jerky. There's a tendency once you get into rallies that are somewhat erratic in their nature to keep thinking that you've seen a long-term top, when in fact the long-term top is far enough away that you don't have to really worry about it, and you can just kind of set that stuff down in your, away from your immediate concern and focus your attention on what you're going to do when you get to the with the long-run top. In any case, you'll see if we just look at the chart here on the T projection of the September 07 peak, you'll see the basis for this ABCD type of T construction. You can see that the advanced decline line peaked back in 98 at A. You can see that the S&P made one low at B, retested the low at C. That's the late 02, early 03 double bottom. And when you take the 4.5-year cash buildup phase down from A to B, and then you add it on from C to D, take that same time interval, and then start from C and go to D, you will project a top at September of 07. As the market was rallying up to that date, you saw a lot of pullbacks to the channels that are drawn in there in the intermediate chart, and that would have caused you some confusion. However, if you can focus on the fact that this is a reliable way to do it, you tend to look at those dips as buying opportunities, not as reasons to get worried. The major article that I did was important because it could be used to project the rally out of the 1932 double bottom and correctly gave the projected top date for that. And I've used this I've generally looked at this technique over all of the bottoms from all of the T constructions from 32 to 2007, and they look to be within the particular reliability, normal reliabilities, to be a much better way to go than to draw the T as I have done in today's daily indicator chart. The problem with the daily indicator chart, which we've just posted and just discussed, is that when you draw the trend line there, you don't know what to do about the B and the C double bottom. And as the definition goes, you're going to draw, in terms of this current chart that we're looking at now, you're going to say that the cash buildup time was A to C. And when you do the C date, which is the second of the double bottoms, you're going to overtop your projection. You're going to go past the actual top, which was October 78. And you're going to try and pick up that bear market rally top into May of 08, and so you'll miss it. On the other hand, if you go from A to B and then take that time interval and extrapolate from B up to D, in other words, make the T shorter, you'll end up coming up too early, and then you'll get confused because of, you get